Time for Thinking Real Estate, but we're putting that hat on in a few minutes. Laura Dwyer Schlecke, of course, is also a council person.
I am a council person. Fourth Ward City Council.
Yeah, at the last meeting, there was a raise up for the city manager and also some additional benefits for the city attorney.
Mm-hmm.
You were the only no vote.
I was the only no vote.
Yeah.
I compared.
Can you tell us why?
Elaborate, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think both are doing a good job. I don't want to minimize the work that they do. And they're both dealing with issues basically on a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week time frame.
Well, that's the job.
That is the job. And I felt on. When Jonathan came in, the first time he's a city manager, and I felt we were slightly overpaying him, but I was okay because it was only slightly. And then I did the research. I pulled the information from the Michigan Municipal League on what city managers got paid, and I don't know the exact number, but our city manager is up in the top quartile, and with the rate, with the amount he was getting, and the way I think I might have misread the proposal, and I clarified it at the council meeting. So I thought he was going to go on a scale, but he just wanted the amount that was at this one level in the scale. And then when I heard that, I thought, well, that's okay. Based on what I was seeing, the only information I didn't have to make the best informed decision was I didn't know the tenure of all the other city managers. But Jonathan's been at the city a long time, since 2009, even though he was hired in with the DDA, and that's a different organization than the city of Jackson. People see it as one. So he's got good experience in all. He's been in a lot of different departments, and he's got a lot of experience. He brings to the table a good diversity. What I objected to with regard to both of them was the $300 a week educational. I'm sorry, $300 a month educational stipend. They said it was to pay back their student loans, and I said my comment back was, "We're paying you in your salary. You're getting paid the amount you're paid because of your education, your current education." So I was very much opposed to that. And I was opposed to the city attorney getting 6 weeks vacation. I think he's only been there two years, and I don't know anybody who gets 6 weeks vacation after being a job for 2 years. And then I don't agree with the travel stipend or the car allowance either. I mean, if you don't, I get it. If I think you get paid, they should be paid mileage. If they go to court, be paid mileage. I don't know that I don't know how often our city attorney goes to court, especially over the COVID period of time. I asked those employees of the city of Jackson, well, I asked our city manager to ask them to give up their travel stipend because they weren't traveling anywhere during COVID, and there was only one person that offered to give that up, and that person doesn't work there anymore. I'm the reason I said no wasn't because I don't think they're doing a good job. I just don't think for various reasons they haven't been there. They don't live in the city of Jackson. That's not my fault where they live.
To me, anyway, and I've heard from some other people, This doesn't look good as we are electing a new mayor and a new regime. This should have been done after the fact, not here, not giving out, bonuses as we...
Yeah. I would have to say there's pros and cons to that, because the current council knows the work that's been done by our appointed officials, whether it's Jonathan or our city man or city attorney.
Doesn't look good.
Lord. Yeah. I will say I've talked to several employees, have reached out to me, and they are dumbfounded. And they just feel beaten down a little bit by that raise, because they've been there for long periods periods of time, and they don't get that kind of vacation. Now, I get that the city manager's the most important job in the city of Jackson, as far as I'm concerned, because he's running the city. And Jonathan is doing a good job. It's just, at what point do you say no? And I was at that point where I said no. I would have been fine with the pay increase for Jonathan, but I was not okay with the stipend increase, because he was already at, he gets $100 for his phone, $400 for travel, and now he's getting $300 for education. There might be one other. It seemed like there was, that adds up to $800. So that's $800 additional a month that he's getting on top of his salary. City attorney, plus the, when you increase someone's salary, you're obviously increasing the percentage you're paying into their retirement. And so the city attorney went from 6% contribution to 15% contribution, which, he's only been there 2 years. And I get it's not an easy job. Neither of them are easy jobs. But if you look at the pay for equal job, those same type of jobs across the state of Michigan, you get a clue as to what it should be paid. And I did not get in fairness to the city attorney, I did not get a chance to pull what other city attorneys get paid. That was just my common sense popping in on that one. So I don't know. I was just one of seven, and I voted no.
Mm-hmm.
And I stated it. So there you have it.
There it is.
There it is.